This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pat Bostic so offended that Harry didn't know where he was from that he's gone. No more Pat Bostic for the rest of the show. Actually, we told Jins on the pre-show that Pat was only going to be in from 7 o'clock until 9 today, but Harry was still surprised by it, Doran.
Oh, he had no idea.
He had no idea. He just goes, where's Pat?
I thought he said he was staying to hear me talk about how I killed a bird when I was in my childhood.
No, we played him the video.
Oh, okay. That's why I meant I knew he was leaving, but he said he was going to stay. So, but then you guys showed him the video, so I guess it's okay.
Texter Callis, don't let them bust your balls. You did good. No, he did not.
No.
See, I like it. I like the positivity. I'm trying to stay positive. And I'm learning. So if you ever ask me again, I'll know. I'll know. Carrick, John Wayne.
Texter writes in, is Doran stress eating that banana because of Callis?
Yes.
I can actually see the emotions in your face.
That's an all-timer.
Once that's from Baldwin. There you go. Come on.
I'm not even mad about the Wands. I'm not even mad about the Bostic.
Larry Fitzgerald, not from here. Got it.
Where's he from?
Minnesota.
Hey, good.
There you go.
See, I'm learning. This is a teachable thing
for
me.
Yeah, but okay. Like, I know we don't want to do this right now, but like, you're learning, and we're happy for you. Like, I feel like I'm talking Jace, who's 10. I'm happy that you're learning, man. But there's some things that you should know, especially people that you talk to once a week.
Look, just end the sentence there. I'm glad you're learning, Callis. Be positive, Doran.
You talk to this man. You literally call this guy, or he calls you once a week before we speak to him, and you didn't even know he's from the city of Pittsburgh.
Look at it this way. Penn State is in the Big Ten, and Will Howard went to Ohio State. John Wehner is from Carrick.
Where did Ben Roethlisberger go, Callis?
Miami of Ohio. I got that one right. In the quiz last week.
What is the golfer Mr. DeChambeau's first name?
Bryce. Bryson.
I guess he is retaining it once he's been embarrassed.
Did he say where Michigan, the conference Michigan's in?
Big Ten.
Iowa?
SEC, baby, yeah! No, that was... I forget, I actually don't remember.
Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We've got Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, at the bottom of the hour, getting all geared up to go to that Steelers-Buccaneers practice today, the joint practice, where they're going to be able to do some stuff, maybe some blitzes, maybe some stunts, all kind of goofy things they don't want to put on tape, Doran. Exotic things that you wouldn't typically see in the preseason. And we didn't really get into this with Pat. I mean, this is something you've talked about for a couple of weeks now that is going to be massively beneficial in the team development for the Steelers. Pat was saying the same thing. Like, oh, Broderick Jones, Troy Faltano, it's good that they played well, but this Bucs defensive front is challenging, and they're going to be able to do things that are going to make you think. So this is a big day for the Steelers. And I can't wait until tomorrow, or we'll get a little bit of a trickle. I think the rules and regulations are the same as if it's a normal practice now. So they'll have to ask players to describe what happened before they can actually report on what happened. It's very bizarre. Mm-hmm. But I can't wait to hear what trickles out. And I've got my eyes and ears ready to get more, hopefully, positive information from Broderick Jones. But today's a big day.
I think, you know, it's interesting to hear from what the offensive line does, but also Aaron Rodgers, more than anything, in my opinion. Like, I know that Jalen Ramsey could go out there and cover. He's going to be able to cover, you know, Mike Evans and things of that nature. You're going to, you know, those matchups. But to see or to hear about Aaron Rodgers and how he does in seven-on-seven, seven shots, team drills, against a live-ish other team defense, and DK Metcalf, interested to hear about that connection.
Yeah,
for sure.
We're not going to see them. We're not going to lay our eyes on them until the season opener, I would think. And that's what I wanted to get into. Like, Tomlin intimated to the Steelers website on Saturday morning that you're not going to see Rodgers all preseason long. And you and I have discussed that a ton. So we don't need to backtrack and have that conversation again. But I wouldn't really understand the logic in a guy like DK Metcalf playing this Saturday if Rodgers isn't out there.
No.
What's the point?
There's zero.
I don't see how you could get a single positive benefit from DK Metcalf running routes out there, getting the ball thrown to him by Mason Rudolph.
Nope.
When the negative would be that he gets hurt. And the same is true for me and all the guys who didn't play last week. Like, Highsmith, he's been banged up. He's not going to play. Cam Hayward's holding in out. He's not going to play. T.J. Watt, you would think, isn't going to play. I can't think of an argument to play any of those guys if Rodgers isn't going to play. He's the quarterback. If a 41-year-old quarterback ain't going to play, then a 30-plus-year-old defensive back shouldn't play.
Nope.
Jonnu Smith shouldn't play. Anybody who is important should not play. You acquire these guys for a reason, and yeah, you'd like to hit the ground running, but is that more important than the collective health of the unit? I think absolutely not.
I totally agree, but I think that Todd Bowles and Mike Tomlin probably have a conversation of which each of them are going to play who. And I think they'll base the game off of that. And I think that everybody may be on the table except for clearly the guys that have been injured, mm-hmm. Aaron Rodgers and TJ. I think that everybody else might be on the table. Like, Patrick Queen may be on the table to play based off of what Todd Bowles does on offense. I don't know. Like, is Baker Mayfield going to play?
I mean, this would be the game,
yeah.
Right?
So if, like, Baker Mayfield plays,
maybe game two is the new old game three, I think.
Right. Yeah, I think that – I think it'll be very similar to last week. Maybe one or two guys that are different from last week play, but it's not anybody, like, significant.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I think, like, maybe a Patrick Queen – and maybe Joey Porter Jr.
I could see JPJ getting out there.
Yeah.
Now, he's been banged up too, but if healthy, I mean, and that's the that's the rub. I mean, if you're not healthy, then you're obviously not going to play in the game. When Cam Hayward was going through all the stuff last year, he didn't play, and then he has an all-pro season. When TJ Watt was going through all his contract stuff the first time, he didn't play at all. He was just walking the sidelines at Steelers camp. He had 22 and a half sacks. So those guys, even if Cam were happy with his contract situation, he shouldn't play.
Nope.
And I know that the counter argument, because I'm getting it on the text line now at 412-928-9370, and you can weigh in via the phones too, on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, look, the Bengals are playing Joe Burrow. The Chiefs are playing Patrick Mahomes. There's a lot of great quarterbacks playing around the NFL. Yeah, but the thing I keep coming back to is Michael Vick when he broke his leg. And I come back to Anthony Richardson, who's fighting for his job potentially as a starter for the remainder of his career. And he breaks his hand getting hit in a preseason game. Now, like, I get it, I guess, to an extent, because he's got to play to prove that he's better than Daniel Jones,
yeah, they're
whatever.
Competing.
But there's a starter that goes down in a preseason game. It can happen. It has happened before. Now, Tomlin kind of is inconsistent with all this. In Kenny's rookie year, Najee Harris had been all banged up. Oh, he'll be fine. He plays the final preseason game, and then he's dealing with an injury the first half of the season until the bye week. He had a steel plate in his foot.
I think that was a case-by-case type of basis type deal where Najee Harris probably wanted to play, and Tomlin said okay.
Well, how much power do you give it to the players?
Depends on what player it is.
Yeah.
Depends on who it is.
Like, if Derek Harmon says, I don't want to play, you say, too bad, you're rookie, playing. You tap him on the ass, and right. You get him in there.
Yeah, Patrick Queen's like, hey, I need to get, like, 10 reps. All right. Yeah, we'll give you 10 reps. If DK Metcalf, probably not. Yeah, case-by-case basis. Maybe Jalen Ramsey, just to get a little feel of where he's going to line up every once in a while, if he wants to play.
Man, I'll tell you, I almost view Jalen Ramsey now as the Aaron Rodgers of the defense.
I agree, but he's going to be doing a lot, and maybe he wants to get his feet wet a little bit. And you know what? I take a little bit of count in the new guys playing at Acrisure the first time. Like, I don't want my first regular season game at home in a new stadium to maybe be then.
Yeah, okay.
I could see that a little bit. It's like, well, all right, I need to go through my whole entire routine. Let me get 10 plays. Let me see how I feel in this atmosphere. Maybe.
And this is coming from your perspective as a player.
Yeah.
And some guys totally believe in that.
Oh, yeah.
Guys I've talked to totally believe in that. A lot of the conversation has been around this joint practice, and most of the players I've heard talk about it love the joint practice because you're getting good work in a controlled environment. But I remember talking to Mike Mitchell way back when at a Steelers camp, back at that at Bills joint practice. He freaking hated it. He hated it. He said, there's too many fights. It's dangerous. He also... So Le'Veon Bell, quick story, Le'Veon Bell would always answer the question the way he thought you wanted to answer the question. He was always trying to be friendly. I always thought Le'Veon was a nice guy. He would give you what you wanted to hear. Mike Mitchell, whatever way you were leading him, he would almost always go the opposite way. Like, my five-year-old does the same thing. Like, whatever you tell her, she just wants to do the opposite. Mike Mitchell is kind of like that. But I think there's massive value in this. And I'm guessing Ramsey probably wouldn't want to play. I would almost just put him in bubble wrap regardless of whether or not he did, because the way Tomlin has talked about this defense since the acquisition of Jalen Ramsey, I need to see that guy in a preseason. I need to see that guy in a regular season. I can't run the risk of him getting hurt, because I'll tell you what, we had the conversation earlier because Justin Fields is playing bad ball in camp. There are some videos out there where 7-on-7, he can't throw the ball. And you're like, okay, would we be as excited about everything if Justin Fields were still the quarterback? The one thing I'd be super excited about, the thing I'm most excited about, is watching Jalen Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
That supersedes even Rodgers for me now. Because of how Tomlin's talked about this defense.
Right.
Because of how Metcalf's talked about this defense. So I might hide his car keys or something. I don't want him showing up at the game. But we'll hear at 1 o'clock today from Mike Tomlin. He'll tell us who's going to play, who's not going to play. Why this is a great anniversary and potentially a dark day for Mark Caboli, we'll tell you next. Someone texts in, Mike Mitchell is my least favorite Steeler of all time. That might be going a little too far.
He was kind of frustrating. Never went for the ball, always went for the kill shot.
He really did.
Mm-hmm. He didn't want to intercept the ball. He just wanted to take people out.
And then people would call him dirty. Remember the one time he had the press conference, people calling him dirty? He's like crying. He's like, I'm not trying to hurt people. Catch the ball! All right, maybe I'm there too. All right, why is this a good but maybe bad day for Mark Caboli? Next.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Someone in the YouTube comments wrote about me. Crowley looks like the 30-something they get to play a high schooler in a straight-to-TV Disney movie.
Man. Are you playing a high school character at your age?
I think that's the implication, yeah. Maybe a little bit of hair dye and shave, and I think they might be onto something there.
Yep.
Like McLovin.
Yep.
They actually used kids in that one, though. They're close.
They're older than us.
At the time,
yeah.
Were they in high school? Probably not.
No, that was like 2008.
Yeah.
No, they were, I was in college. They were older than me.
How old was McLovin?
I think he's like my age or a little, like a year older or something. In real life.
He's 36 right
yeah,
now.
My age, around my age, yeah.
And when did that come out?
I think 2008.
So that's 17 years ago. So he would have been 19 playing a 18-year-old. So he was in the range.
But the bigger guy, what's his name?
The guy who always gets mad if you call him fat, right. Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
He's older, I think.
He looks older. That always drove me nuts, like depending on...
He's 41!
Yeah. So he would have been basically out of college age at the time that they were doing Superbad. Some of these ones, it's just not realistic at all.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you go back and look. Like, Breakfast Club, who was the badass guy?
I forget his name.
That guy looked like he was 35 in real life.
Let's see.
That's an all-timer, by the way.
That's a good one.
Breakfast Club, coming-of-age movie. Principal was a real D-bag. I'll tell you who I had the hots for back in the day was Sloane in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
He was 26?
Who was?
The badass dude.
In Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
26?
Yeah, he's born in 1959.
Oh, my
so
God.
Movie came out in 85, so, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, that's almost, like, you're supposed to have a willing suspension of disbelief. That makes it really hard when you got a full-ass grown man up in there. A lot of the sports movies, too. Like some of the the one kid in Little Giants that we watched both of us over the course of the last few days, Spike.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be Pee Wee football. That kid looks like he's...
Yeah, he had a gold tooth.
25, yeah. Speaking of the YouTube comments, last thing on this. So Callis, he failed miserably in the Quiz Callis segment. It was athletes and whether or not they're from Western Pennsylvania. He flubbed John Wehner. Did not know that John Wehner went to Carrick. And so Harry's been doing this thing where he's grabbing the YouTube comments and he's throwing them in AI and they're popping out with a summary. Here's the summary of the comments after Harry misidentified where John Wehner grew up. The conversation begins with a positive comment about Callis' solid work, but quickly turns critical. Several participants question his role and presence, with some suggesting he is unbearable and clueless, or that his persona is a shtick. One user speculates on how much Craig Riley pays Pat Bostick for weekly segments and jokes about Gallus receiving food vouchers. The conversation concludes with a user joking about Gallus huffing nail polish, following a user's wonder if he huffs glue.
I'm amused.
Bender. Judd Nelson, 25, in Breakfast Club. Man.
Yep.
People...
Do you remember 21 Jump Street 2?
That's a great movie.
That's a good one. Yeah,
but they don't look like they could be in high school like that. I don't know if
they they're not supposed to be.
I know, but no, they were because they were going undercover, right?
Yeah,
that's the comedy
of it. They're older guys going undercover as high school students.
I know, but that, okay.
Oh, you're really getting to me today, Kals. You're really getting to me.
I did like the movie. I just thought, you know. I didn't
Boy, that Robin Williams, he wasn't an old lady in Mrs. Doubtfire.
Robin Williams really wasn't Peter Pan. He wasn't a young Peter Pan in Hook. Peter Pan's supposed to be 13. Robin Williams with all his hair in his arms.
I'm eroding
Dorn. He's not 13.
I'm actively eroding Dorn's mind.
I think you
wish you could see his face. Oh,
my veins are popping out.
On the YouTube stream. Today you lost Dorn. You lost me a long time ago back when you were running for Green Tree Council. You lost Doran today. It's over.
Interns have never been higher since I ran for council.
Intern Dom he'll be in tomorrow because he's wildly popular. Social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Jeff Hathorn, so we can get back on track here, back to the sports. What's he looking to see in today's joint practice between the Steelers and the Buccaneers? And we'll get his synopsis of what happened in Steelers training camp.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Told you I would let you know why today's a big day for Mark Caboli. We'll do that to end the show. Jeff Hathorn joins us momentarily. Just two more in the YouTube comments that had us cracking up during the break. Steve J. writes, Crowley frequents Forever 21, and then Michael Schilling brings the house down with Crowley gets Doran's kids hand-me-downs. All right, Jeff Hathorn joins us now. I like covering the sponsor's backside there. Training camp's over. I don't know if we're supposed to play those or not, Harry. Did you even know training camp was over, Harry? I'm asking honestly.
I did, but I thought I was supposed to run through the preseason. That's what I was told, so.
Hey, run it. Why not? Hi, Jeff.
What's up, boys? It's nice not to be on somebody's forehead today.
That is true.
Out of context, Jeff, that's a very funny statement that you make there.
Yes. Yeah.
Jeff, just your takeaways from Steelers camp. Maybe give us a couple that you walked away going, okay, maybe we didn't know about this and now we do, or maybe a couple of things that you thought you knew about, but maybe you don't.
I mean, I can't mention training camp without saying, you know, Jalen Ramsey's a bad man. The difference is amazing when he's in that secondary and all the things that he can do in that secondary and seamless. Like normally you're moving guys around, there's going to be some type of issue, but it just had been seamless. Darnell Washington, how smooth he looks this year compared to previous years. I mean, we saw it a little bit in OTAs, but it's OTAs. But he get, you know, not only is catchable, he can turn and make a move, and that's different. The way I think everybody had it wrong with Aaron Rodgers and what he was going to be like. What he turned out to be was just a cool dude who was interested in getting to know people, that would give grief to anybody but could take it. That was wanted accountability, but also admitted mistakes. I mean, I think we all had a perception of him based on comments from McAfee's show. And then what we found out, and then, you know, obviously it felt a little better once you saw the offense get a little rhythm in the last couple of days.
Jeff, are you going to be at practice today? Are you allowed?
Yeah.
Okay, you will be at practice today. Okay, so who of that didn't play last week? Now, Mike Tomlin is going to speak at 1 p.m., I believe, today to tell us who is going to play and who isn't going to play. But of last week who didn't play, who would you want to see play on Saturday just to get a look at against the Buccaneers?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see Jalen get in there just to see him behind the offensive line, get a little work together. Not that we need to see him, but that's somebody I would like to see. I mean, in an ideal world, I'd like to see, you know, DK Metcalf catch a couple of passes from Aaron, but I don't think Aaron's going to play. Maybe Metcalf goes a little bit. We won't see Janu because he's been dealing with an injury. You know, maybe Peyton Wilson and Patrick Queen together a little bit, see how that looks in a practice. I mean, we're talking about the game. In practice today, we're going to see them all.
Right.
I mean, today we're going to see everybody who's healthy. And Aaron told us, you know, last week that he gets more out of this because he thinks teams are willing to show more of their defenses or offenses because there aren't public eyes on it. Like, we're not allowed to report on any of it. If there is tape, it's only the team looking at it, and I'm sure they have some kind of agreement not to, you know, let any of that out. So they're willing to not game plan against each other, but show some exotic looks that you're not going to see in the preseason. And let's see how this offense looks against there. And listen, it's a good Tampa Bay defensive line. It'll be physical. Let's see how that O-line holds up.
Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Jeff, I don't want to jinx anything because I was talking a lot of junk on him early in camp. This is, to me, the biggest story. I know Ramsey, I know Rodgers, I know Cam, which we'll get to. But Broderick Jones, after an inauspicious start, seems like arrow pointed up. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, and, you know, Pat Meyer told us the other day that it was as much about the soft tissue injury as anything. Given the way that he's improved since he's been healthier and had some time with Seumalo, maybe there is something to that. Yeah, he has looked better. I mean, again, he's only had, 15 snaps that have been against an opponent, so let's see how that growing goes. But considering the first couple of days, when there were a couple of spin moves and Herbig got by him and, you know, everybody thought, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a disaster. It has come a long way since then. And I do think his arrow is pointing up. I want to see it in a game. He's going to have some moments. Every left tackle does, but an elite one. But let's see how he handles that adversity on the left side. I think that will be the true test. When he has a bad game, what's the next game look like?
Jeff, what do you think happens first? Cam Hayward to be a full participant in practice, or the Steelers sign another wide receiver?
I think this Cam thing might last a little bit. I think he'll probably, I'm going to guess he's still going to be out when cuts come. And I think when cuts come, they're going to go searching. So I would say probably another wide receiver. I don't expect anyone with huge pedigree or somebody that's going to cost them a ton of money, not because cheap or anything, but we've looked at how they've used Darnell. Like, number two wide receiver isn't quite a luxury, but it's not something that you have to invest heavily in because you have a lot of other options, a lot of other weapons.
Jeff, how do you think this whole Cam Hayward thing plays out? Because I heard a really interesting theory from Brian Bacco of the Post-Gazette, who said he thinks the Steelers will roll some money over, but they want to make this look agonizing so it doesn't look like they roll over right away. Is that what you see going down?
Yeah, and I want to give Starkey credit because he started a show yesterday. He's like, listen, this is all the Steelers making sure that everybody thinks, don't come to us. Like, we're going to make it hard. We're not going to say anything nice about Cam. We're not going to discuss it at all because we wanted to make sure that when you come to us, the only reason we made an exception here is because he's a 10-time captain and what he's done for the organization. So I think there's some truth in there, but I do think they're going to get a deal done. And as much as, you know, there's been so much talk about the defense, I mean, Cam wants to be a part of this. He thinks he had some kind of deal that he didn't work into an agreement that Doug that pointed out very well with you guys yesterday. But I think he's going to play.
I might have missed it, or it might just not have happened, so you can tell us. Did anybody ask Rodgers about Cam potentially sitting out and what Cam had said about Rodgers on his podcast?
No. I think when we talked to him, I think a lot of us were like, we're early in this Rodgers relationship that's going to last all year. We'll save that for a little bit down the road. Maybe that's not the right thing to do, but I think you kind of build relationships with guys when you're in the media. I think a lot of us felt like we threw that out there. Maybe we wouldn't have gotten an answer. He's not going to tell us. And it could have made the next one not as open as we've gotten from him.
Yeah, whoever asked the question, it'd have been tough for them moving forward. Mm-hmm. It's easy for me to say high.
And there are times to ask those questions. Absolutely. I'm not saying that that's the case, but given that it just kind of happened, he's new to the team. I don't know if now is the time to ask that.
Yeah. All right. Last thing, Jeff, Chris Boswell, what happens there?
I think they get a deal done there. I mean, he's got one more year on the contract, and listen, they brought Ben Sauls in. It's been a great opportunity for Sauls. He was awesome on Saturday. But I do think, listen, those guys, there's a narrative, I think, with Boswell that, yes, did the other day on the first day, did he not show up to practice? Yes. But he was there for the last day of camp for all of it. He's been there for most of camp, even though he hasn't kicked a lot. Tomlin was talking to him just the other day in La Trobe. So I don't think there are issues. I think it's just contractually, what can they get to? And listen, they don't have to go far to make him the highest paid kicker if that's what he's looking for. It's what, $1.5 million, $1.7 million, something like that. So, I mean, we're not talking about a major jump.
You going to say hi to Kalijah Kancey today?
Yeah. How about that? Servassier?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, this is going to be cool. I wish this was something we could report on because what we're going to see is probably going to be physical, probably get it chippy at times. Man, and this is a very, for lack of a better phrase, this is a very talky secondary the Steelers have. And there are some There are some wide receivers with some tenure on that Tampa Bay side. This is going to be fun today.
If there's not a fight, I'll be shocked.
Oh, there absolutely is going to be a fight.
Were there always fights?
Always.
A scrum.
Always.
At least a scrum. Yeah.
Jeff, this was wonderful. It always is. We appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you after preseason game number two.
Thanks, boys.
You're the man.
Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff Hathorn. Yeah, I guess that came off as me sort of suggesting, hey, someone should have asked Rodgers that question. I totally get where Jeff's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people understand that, well, you got to play the long game. And if you want sources, you want people to talk to you, you can't come out guns a-blazing on, like, that's a gotcha question.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Rodgers is too smart. Like, he ain't going to fall for it anyway. So then ultimately, what's the point, mm-hmm. right? All right, coming up next, a big day for Mark Caballi. Why? We'll tell you. Texter, Crowley, did you say your father is in a Stones cover band? What's their name? No, father-in-law, Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Mm.
They'll be playing at the Honey Honey Bar in Maryland, Deep Creek, Maryland.
Nice.
On September 13th. So unfortunately, we'll not be able to attend. I have to watch my football team lose to Pitt that day.
Correct.
Would much rather listen to Gimme Shelter.
Yes.
As performed by my father-in-law.
Yes.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Our buddy Mark Caballi posted earlier today on X, 1 year ago today, I got an early morning FaceTime call telling me that everything was going to be fine after getting surprisingly whacked by an unnamed publication, The Athletic. Boy, that was the biggest understatement I've ever heard, and that's all thanks to Pat McAfee, WWE, and the boys. Can't begin to express my gratitude to Pat, other than to say yeet. Now, I remember back then, didn't Caballi say it was a one-year deal?
Yes.
Is he now a free agent again? Or do you think they re-upped him?
Probably negotiating.
I wonder if that's why he went public with it, if he's going all Cam Hayward on
probably
the
is.
McAfee guys. Because Phil Maines, who's like their bigwig over there, very nice man, Phil Maines.
Yes.
I met him at the softball game.
Really?
I thought he was an old guy. He's not.
No.
He says, sounds like your contract's up.
Hmm.
Has anybody failed upward better than Caballi?
No.
You get fired. And look, The Athletic's great. We love Mike DeFabo. He gets fired or whatever. Whatever happened there. And then winds up with Pat McAfee?
Yeah, it's great.
Have they not found a way to get him to be able to publish stories like on ESPN's website, though? Like, all the stories he writes, it's like 40,000 words just on Twitter.
Yep.
Can I ask a quiet question?
I mean, Caballi not only got his football job with McAfee, but he got a wrestling job, a WWE job, too. He got two jobs.
Which, he loves wrestling more than he loves football.
Uh-huh.
I don't even think it's close.
Uh-huh.
Am I allowed to ask a question I'm about to ask?
I mean, go ahead.
I think Caballi does a great job covering the team. A wealth of football knowledge. We love having him on here. There's obviously value to having him on here. We pay attention to the ratings. We know what works and what doesn't work. And when he's on, the numbers pop. People love Caballi. What's the value of him for Pat? I mean, really? He goes on the show.
Just being Pat, being from Pittsburgh and the Steelers fan. And,
yeah.
And Steelers are, you know, with Aaron Rodgers now, but he didn't know that at the time that Caballi signed last year. I think that the Steelers can always be in the news, and it's almost universal.
And then we'll just go to our character, Mark Caballi.
Yes.
Who will talk about other things like disposable wipes and things of that nature.
Right.
Yeah. Because I don't think anybody reads his stories and then goes, oh, I better go watch Pat McAfee now. But he is a good character.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have him on our show.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow we'll have odds and ends. Getting ready for Steelers and Buccaneers, which will be on Saturday night. You can watch on Channel 2. We should have at least a trickle of information that comes out today from the joint practice with the Buccaneers. So we'll react to that. We'll look ahead to the game. We'll have a blast on a Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Pomp and Joe up next. First Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Nice weather today for that joint practice. High of 85, low of 69, partly cloudy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.